You're talking to me.
Call to order Board of Works for December the 12th. Need approval of the November 28th minutes.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Department heads. Fire chief said, so we'll move to city inspector.
Mom, I guess they're all mine, so. The four violations, also junk debris violations. And we've got on the board of them, in the renovation program, Lawrence has had, he's taken six houses down, and he's working on the other three. So we don't have any, and we're working on possibly another 15 for next year, so. Okay.
Thank you.
Sure.
Sure.
I'm not on today, but Dusty Luking Vincent's Police Department. I just wanted to remind everybody that tomorrow's Shop with a Cop, so we're excited. It's always the biggest day of the year for us, so we're looking forward to taking about 190 children out to Walmart and spending about $185 a piece on them.
Great.
So it's going to be a really nice day. So we're excited, and anybody wants to come out and watch, we'll be out there for about 8:30. Great. Thanks.
We are going to move. There's no old business. We'll move to new business. Traffic concerns at 8th and Church. Shane Limler?
Yes, sir.
My name is Shane Limler. I live at 208 South 8th Street, right in between Church Street and I think it's Depot. And I have a big concern. I have four children, oldest one being just turned 11. My neighbors across the street have two children. Their oldest one's 9. I mean, our entire 200 block of South 8th Street is completely loaded down with kids of all ages. We have traffic coming out of the hospital parking lots, coming from around Leicester Square area, heading the right way towards Main Street there, but they're going in excess. You know, they're probably doing 30, 40 miles per hour. It's hard for myself to load my children in and out of our vehicles, as well as the neighbor kids to be out and about playing. It's we have vehicles coming the wrong way down the one-way street. The stop signs going on Church Street at the intersection of Church and 8th Street. We have vehicles not even stopping at the stop signs, flying past there. You know, if they do stop, they do a rolling stop and then they keep going. And I have a concern because, like I said, I have my oldest child's only 11. So with my little ones being outside, I mean, they're always with myself or my fiance, as well as most of the kids on a block are accompanied by a parent. It's just that we have no stop signs. I mean, that's a no stop intersection unless you're coming across Church Street. There's no stop signs out there. No children at play. We have no wrong way signs posted for the vehicles, at least one, two a day that are traveling in the wrong distance.
And so I'm trying. There's a stop sign at 8th and Vigo, right?
Yes, sir. There's one up at 8th and Vigo.
A block from where you are.
Yes, sir. As well as the stop signs down by the
Hospital.
Hospital right. There. There's ones on both
and,
a
and
block.
There's stop
away
signs.
From us.
Huh? Right.
It's just with our actual place. I mean, we're trying to see what we can do to get a stop sign put in there because of the fact that we have vehicles that hit that one coming out of the hospital parking lot.
So
or
you want a stop sign at 8th and Church?
Yes, sir.
That would be on 8th Street?
Yes, sir. Because I have, like I said, I have four children. I can count at least 7 or 8 children in that block that are walking mm-hmm. around any time when it's warm out, wanting to go across the street back so and forth to friends' houses. And
we'll refer to JP.
We have
okay.
vehicles flying down there, not even wanting okay. to slow down or stop.
Okay. So what about a slow children
yeah.
song?
How about
something
we're
like
put
that.
Up the slow children playing song?
That would be fine, sir.
And then I'll have the city engineer look at the stop sign thing.
I mean, because I understand
sure.
the stop sign there is probably right. going to be difficult because I understand there is one at the right. other end as well as up on 8th and Vigo by the mm-hmm. school. However, I mean, we do again with the school being there too. I mean, they have that right. stop sign. It's just there's so many kids that walk home from
right. sure.
Flagey. My two yeah. oldest that are enrolled at Flagey walk from there down to our house. Mm-hmm. But we do have a lot of traffic in that area. I've spoken with multiple neighbors that have children, and it's all right. concern for okay. all of us that our kids are all smart enough to know. They've all been taught that if they're going back and forth across the street to each other's houses, they need to look both ways
right.
multiple times. But I've seen people come down and they'll take their, they'll stop and wait, and it's like a vehicle will stop, and then all of a sudden my kids start to walk, and it seems like that vehicle just wants to take off at that specific time.
Okay.
With no stop sign, no children at play signs, no wrong way signs. There's people coming from that turn off of Vigo onto 8 and go flying towards the hospital. And I'm just trying to do whatever I can to make it safer for my four children, as well as the children of the neighborhood that are either always at my house in the backyard playing, or coming to pick up my oldest two to want to hang out and play.
Why don't we make a
Motion to put a slow
children playing sign.
Okay, so we'll make a motion that we place a slow children playing sign on 8th Street to meet the needs. Meet the needs described by Mr. Lumler, and then we'll refer this issue to the city engineer for further investigation.
And then, Dusty, you could put extra patrol down there to try to. We'll go take that route first, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, thank you. Next is Tri-Knox County Race and Banner Request. Steve Beeman and Karen Lane.
Good afternoon, Steve Beeman, Vincent's Parks. I'm here to set the date for the 2017 Tri-Knox County. It'll be June the 11th. That's Sunday. We'll be using the same routes that they've done from the beginning. I'll get with Chief Luking and to go forward. I'd also like to set some dates for hanging of banners.
So you've already checked the dates, or you're going to do that?
No, I've checked the dates.
You've checked the dates. So what are the dates that you're wanting?
That's what I'm going to tell you.
Question and answer. This is
working. February 6th through February 20th.
February 6th? The events in June?
Yeah. Registration starts at the end of January.
Really?
We've really done this every year.
Okay. All right.
March 13th through March 27th. April 10th through April 24th. June the 8th through the 22nd, or excuse me, May 8th through May 22nd, and then we try to do it that week before the try on Washington Avenue, but Paula said that the pole on Washington Avenue is not up, so that's fine.
Looking for different locations on these?
Yeah.
You have one banner you're going to rotate
yeah,
to those different sites.
Typically, if there's a group that needs a date, we've always let them have it.
Okay, because I know at one point we had made that sort of limitation not to book stuff outside of 3 months or something, just to make sure we weren't clouding the calendar. So you've got the dates that he wants. Okay. Okay. All right. Yeah, sure.
There's three. There's Hart, Second, and College. So we'll.
Okay. Right. Okay. So and Chief, you're okay with that date? I mean, for the.
It's June the 11th. It's the second Sunday of June.
And that's the traditional date that you do that on. You usually do it when I'm on vacation, and then I don't get to do it. So okay.
With the setup, will be that Saturday the 10th.
Probably going to happen again. Okay, so I'm going to make a motion to approve the conducting of the Tri-Knox County race on Sunday, June the 11th, following the previously recognized route and activity, and then also approving a series of banner hangings in February, March, April, and May, as arranged with the mayor's office, with the understanding there'll be some flexibility in utilizing those dates depending on other requests.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, next is holiday schedule. I've got two things here. The first one is, when we set last year's holidays, we left a couple of dates off that we need to add.
Okay. My birthday, was that one of them?
Yeah. We need to approve December 23rd and December 30th this year for holidays.
Well, that's for this year.
Yes.
We've approved the 2017.
The reason is the city ordinance reads the way it reads. These should have been holidays for the employees. We did not have them.
And what are they again, 27?
December 23rd and 30th.
It's 23rd and 30th. Okay, I make a motion that we add the following dates to the employee calendar for approved holidays for 2016, December 23rd and December 30th.
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye. Means I'm not going to get my trash picked up on those days or anything.
Well, they're both Fridays, so they're like trash.
I'm kidding. What's that?
Oh, the employee lunch.
Well, we want to mention something about the employee lunch.
Also, then we've got the 2017 holiday schedule that you have in your packet.
Got that.
That we need to approve. And I think we've got this one pretty much right.
Oh, okay. So I'll ask Paula. Paula, is this right? Okay. All right. Okay. So I'm going to make a separate motion to approve the submitted 2017 employee holiday schedule.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
And then the employee lunch is the 19th, a week from today, 11:30 to 1, correct?
Correct.
And then one final announcement. We were going to have a meeting the 29th at noon. We could cancel it because the meeting was supposed to be set to open bids for the police department windows, but I've been told they're running behind, so those bids won't be in. We won't do it till January, so.
Okay.
Make a motion to cancel.
So we're going to be done here for the year, is that what you're saying?
This is the last meeting.
Okay. All right.
So do we need a motion to cancel that?
I don't think so.
No. I don't think so.
We're done.
Because that's not at our normal time, so.
If you have anything else.
I want to wish Mayor, yourself, and President Blinn, and the rest of the city employees a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Thank you. Make a motion to adjourn.
Yeah, we are adjourned.